Gemara Mechatim Chayodim Klal Dalad, and we learned Siman Hey, and we've been introduced to a new concept that there's a chiyuv on a woman to cover parts of her body. The specific part that we discussed right now is the hair, and can we extrapolate to other parts of the body as well? In the Sefer Levusha Shel Torah, he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv said that we extend to other parts of the body as well. The same pasuk which says Par Rosh Isha also says that the more explains that they would take off part of her clothing, which is the same process, which means we assume that she's covered, and they're taking something off would be the same source. So there's a din d'oraisa for the woman to cover parts of her body. So what parts of her body is a woman chayiv to cover? So again, so the torso of the body, the primary part of the body, there's a chiyuv for a woman to cover, and this is a din d'oraisa, independent of any halacha of lifnei or lasita and mikshul. Again, there might be that as well. But we'll try and clarify that as well. But before we get to that, there's a din d'oraisa. The Torah gave a woman a mitzvah, or how is she supposed to be dressed? So that is the first issue which we have on the d'oraisa level. Now, we mentioned before that the lach of machana does not apply to the lach of gili erva. So that really is debatable. There is an opinion which says that the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, the smak, one of the Rishonim, says that one of the Taryag Mitzvahs is Lios Tsunua, Dichsiv Hoyamachan HaKadosh, and which part of there's a mitzvah to say the rights for a woman to be a Tsunua. This actually which would apply to men as well, that men also have a chiyuv to be Bitsnias, act Bitsnias. Hoyamachan HaKadosh, as he understands the Machaneh HaKadosh, does apply to the chiyuv to be tzenua. Even though we said that there's the whole halacha of Dalet Amos does not apply to Gili Erva, where it applies to Tzoa. So we have to clarify, according to the smak, why that is so. But according to the smak, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa for a woman to, or a man to be Mitznias. The Rambam understands the mitzvah in the Torah, B'chukas Emos Aleichu, the issue in the Torah, to follow the ways of the non-Jews, it means to dress in the way of Pritzis, which is the way that the non-Jews dress. Once you describe it, the way the Torah expects us to dress, a person will not do that and follow the custom of the non-Jews to cover themselves. According to the Rambam, a person transgresses the issur d'oraisa of B'chukas Emos Aleichu. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of Kedoshim Tiyu, that a person has to act with the way of Kedusha, which means that the person has to, Rashi explains, that you should stay away from arayas. So anything which would be something which is dressing in a way which would bring a person closer to arayas would be a lack of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. Now, there's a lot of misunderstanding in regards to the halacha of Nifnei Relosita Mikshol. The question always is, many times women ask, why is it my responsibility to the fact that men are not acting properly and thinking properly? So why is that my responsibility? I'm not trying to attract their attention. It's not my fault that they can't control themselves. So why do I have to limit the way I want to be, way I should act because of somebody else's weaknesses, etc.? So that's a very good question, and let's want to clarify that in the next year. So we will come back to Lifnei Relasita Mikshol. In the Sefer Levusha Shel Torah, he does point out, besides, so we mentioned this, the halacha of the pasuk, which the more understands regards to woman's hair, applies to other parts of the body as well. We have Hoya Machaneh HaKadosh, you have Chosei Melisalechu, you have Kedoshim Tiyu. He suggests as well, the Torah says, "Losikrivu l'galoy sevra." There is an issue of the Torah not only to actively do arayas, but things which can bring a person towards arayas are prohibited as well. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisrabia, that a man who looks at a woman who is an eruv to him to see her beauty is over the Isser deraisa v'lasikru lagalo yaservo. So even the person has not touched her, not done anything actively involved with her, but just the gazing upon her would be an Isser deraisa, according to the Rambam. According to others, it's not a deraisa, or it's not the deraisa v'lasikru lagalo. There might be other deraisas as well, which you need to clarify. So there are multiple Isserim involved in the process of the issues of a person dressing in the proper way. And we will clarify the din of the Lifnei Ibel Tzitzit Mitchell in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.